Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from National Spring Training in Florida. EB, the light is out. Actually starting to warm up.
I actually wondered where the sun was going to come out today. That's awesome. Although the dew is messing with my computer.
My mouse.
Your trackpad's not working,
my
right?
My trackpad finished.
Yeah.
Is it finished?
No,
forever?
I don't know. You got to close all your browser stuff. You got to restart it.
Oh, my God. This is a disaster.
Such a hard knock life.
Can you imagine if you go back to your room and then
I need a computer to do the show, Ricky.
I need the computer when I go back to the hotel.
Yeah, I need that too.
Most importantly, I get where you're
going. If I don't have the computer back in the hotel, I'm going to buy a new one. What am I supposed to do all day?
We are going to talk to Ryan Zimmerman, Nationals first baseman.
I got it back.
Coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll join us right now to talk some Washington Wizards is their head coach, Scott Brooks.
Coach.
He joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline.
What's up, Coach?
Good morning, guys. Sounds
it's
like you guys
are
having
down
a
here.
Tough time down
very
in Florida.
Very dewy down here.
We don't travel well. We don't deal with any sort of hiccup or anything like that.
I tell you, Coach Brooks, I almost can't take it traveling with the guys because two of them in particular, they have so much angst traveling. You guys fly all the time. Is there anybody on the Wizards, or maybe it's you, that are nervous Nellies when it comes to flying and traveling?
Yeah, who's the worst traveler?
I don't think – does Otto like to fly?
I don't know.
I don't think any of our team that doesn't really have a problem with flying. I think maybe I'm probably the worst. I don't really particularly care for it. But you have no choice. We do it about three or four times a week.
And then when you're the head coach, you can't do what Cakes and I do and hit the bar every time before you go out, right?
You
got to keep it professional, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what you do. Well, what if you lost your computer? Like, we're out here. It's dewy. Our trackpads aren't working on our computers. I'm losing my mind. What would be the one thing that would cause you to lose your mind? Probably your phone, right? Or would it be your computer, your iPad? What would
it be?
I
think the losing your phone or your computer would be a good thing. Isn't it? Don't you kind of isn't it nice to be
no.
away from
No, I'll tell you what. Day? My teenage daughters need to lose their phones.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
Right. I'm with you on
I'm
that.
I'm guessing, though.
You go to dinner with your family, everybody's on their phone.
But,
yeah, I know.
But Coach, I always said for years, I said I'd rather lose my kids than my phone. Because I don't know what I would do. I would feel like I was walking around naked without my phone.
Right. Do you ever do that, Coach? You leave your house and you forget your phone? Do you ever have moments in your moment?
I think we've all done it, yeah. You do feel naked. You got to get back there quickly because you feel like you're going to miss something.
Exactly.
By the way, Coach Brooks is brought to you by Greenberg and Betterman, personal injury specialists. You're a cup of coffee guy, though, right? Do you have to have a cup of coffee to start your day?
He likes a Starbucks.
I do, but I'm trying to break free of it. It hasn't. I mean,
why? It's good for you.
It hasn't. Yeah, I don't know. It
helps you deuce.
Too addicting.
It's good for you.
Helps you go to the bathroom. There's a lot of good things for the caffeine.
It does.
It wakes you up. Yes, it's good. So, Coach, we talked about this
regular,
this morning.
Right?
Yeah, keeps you regular. Exactly. We all need that. We talked about it this morning. So, what was it? A day or so ago, we went to bed and you're in third place. You didn't play a game, and then we woke up and you're in fifth.
I know, right? It's like
it's
three teams or three losses. Both conferences are like that. You lose a game, you can drop down three spots. If you don't play a game, you can move up a spot or two. It's going to go down to the last couple of games of the season. We don't know who we're going to play. All we're going to do is just keep focusing on how we play.
Yeah, you know, and you guys are – you mentioned the Western Conference. You're playing the Spurs next, and it was just about a week ago, maybe 10 days ago, the Spurs weren't in the playoffs, and then I looked, and now they're in sixth.
Now they're getting hot. We played them at the wrong time. They've won four in a row. You knew sooner or later they're going to get hot. They got to get healthy also. They got Leonard still out, but they're talking about maybe he's coming back soon. We got him twice in the next week or so.
Yeah, Coach, the Wizards haven't won at San Antonio since 1999. Can you believe that it's been that long since you've gotten a road win against the Spurs?
Wow. Well, it's going to be a challenge then. I didn't realize that, but we've been playing well on the road. I think we're like 8-2 the last 10 games or 9-2 the last 11. We've been playing pretty good, but it's definitely a challenge. They're playing better. But, you know, we'll see what we have. We're going to go down there and give our best shot.
Coach Brooks, I wanted to ask you about some coaching decisions you're making when it comes to the center. I can't figure it out at times. Like, Jan will have a good game, and then the next game he doesn't play. And then Jan will give you a double-double, and then he doesn't play in overtime. How do you make these decisions?
Well, I mean, the game that he didn't play, I think it was at Miami. He,
correct,
our five struggled with Kelly Olynyk because he's such a active. He's really a four. And he puts the ball on the floor so well, and he's a big cog to their offense. So we try to go that way. You know, it worked here, didn't work as well there. Didn't play him in overtime. There's a minutes. I try to keep his minutes to keep him, you know, relatively fresh and healthy throughout the year. I think at that point he was in the mid-20s, so it's a tough decision. And then one of the strengths of Gortat, he does a lot of good things for us offensively, is to set screens and he rolls, and he wins jump balls. I mean, like, I've never seen a guy that can go out there every given night, no matter who he's going against, he wins it. So that's a huge possession to start the fourth quarter.
Like, in a game that – I mean, you're giving me – it's great rationale, and I understand it, but – it's a five-minute overtime. You can take him out after he wins the jump ball.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, minutes also. If Jan, I think he was at the mid-20s, so you kind of
right.
You gotta. I mean, it's rolling the dice. You know, you want to keep guys fresh and keep guys healthy throughout the year, and I think we've done a pretty good job. Jan hasn't missed. I don't even know if he's missed maybe one game, and I think it was because of me. But yeah, those are just tough decisions you have to make. You got to go with your gut. A lot of times I like going with their small lineup, you know, with Keith. You know, he's doing a much better job guarding fives in this league, and a lot of the fives are really fours.
And, you know, we've talked about how the team has kind of stepped up here without John Wall. I believe your record now during this most recent stint of John being out is 13-8. I've noticed that Markeith actually has picked up his scoring. A lot has been made of Otto picking up his scoring, but Keith is playing at least in the last month like he did last year.
I would have to agree. And I have always felt that, you know, he's always been the key to our team. When he plays well, we're tough to beat. And he has definitely picked up his game. And it's nice because we need him to play well. He's a hard guy to guard. He could score inside with smaller guys, and right now he's shooting the ball so well from three. So that's good to see. But I'll tell you what, the last month or so, he's been playing great basketball. I think he's averaging like 16, 17 points a game in March, 8 or 9 games. And February he had a nice little stock also. So he's shooting the ball well. But when he plays well, I mean, I'll tell you what, it's no matter who we play, it's going to be a great game.
Coach, is Mike Scott okay after the UVA loss? How did he take that? It had to be brutal.
Oh, man, it was – the guys were hard on him. That's the only advantage of UC Irvine not making the tournament. I didn't have to get harassed like the guys. They were hard on him. I mean, I felt bad for him. I mean, I felt bad for the coach. You know, they had such a great year. Is that considered a great year now? He's losing in the first round to the 16th seed.
It kind of wipes it out. You win the regular season. You win the ACC tournament.
It's devastating.
You beat Duke. You beat North Carolina. You win that title. And then a week later, it's all gone.
Do you think there's a flaw to his style, Coach? Or would you just keep doing what you're doing? It's winning your 32 games. You just keep doing it. I mean, I don't know.
No, he's just got to keep doing what he'll break through. He's a great coach. And they've had some great teams. It's just one of these years, they're going to break through, you know. I keep doing it. You win 30-something games, you better stick with what you're doing.
Right. I saw an interview with Sato, or at least I read some of the clips, and, you know, he said the whole goal is just avoid Cleveland. Get in there and just avoid Cleveland in that first round. I mean, is that a sentiment you'd agree with?
I don't think you can worry about avoiding anything. If you want to get where you want to get to, you got to go through all the teams. And I've never been on a team, or I've never heard of a team having success avoiding. Maybe that's happened before, but really, you have no control. It's so tight. You got to just keep playing, trying to play your good basketball, and if you're not healthy, try to get healthy, and if you're healthy, stay healthy. It doesn't really matter who you play. If you're not healthy, it's going to be a hard game or a hard series to win. So
do you let yourself think about matchups at this point? Or are you just trying to get through every single game?
Not at this point, but I would say in the next, you know, the next five games or so, we're going to have to start thinking about that, because we're right now we're preparing for three or four teams, because you got to get, you know, you got to get some of the foundations down, the things that you look for in your scouting. And, you know, we narrow it down to the teams that we think, and, you know, it's rolling the dice right now, so it's not even worth thinking about.
Okay.
Joined by head coach Scott Brooks of the Washington Wizards, presented by Greenberg and Betterman Personal Injury Specialists. All right, let's talk about John Wall. Where's he at? When's he going to come back?
He's had a couple of good workouts the last few days. Sunday, our day off, he came in and had a great workout, probably one of his best workouts. He's progressing very well. He's coming back from each hard workout, feeling good. The next day, nothing's going on with his knee that is anything of concern. He's right on schedule. It's, I think, today or tomorrow, it's like 7 weeks, and we said 6 to 8. So he's right in that range, and he's going to start going contact soon. I don't know exactly which day we have, you know, it's tough right now because we're going on the road for 2 nights. So sometime when we get back, he will do a contact and, you know, see what happens after that. But I think he's looking great. He's mentally, physically, he's ready to go, man. He is excited. He's ready, and we want him back as quick as can.
How many games would you be comfortable with him back in, you know, for the regular season, gearing up for the postseason?
What's the minimum?
Five? I like as many as I can, but you know, a handful. But for most guys, you know, you need, you know, 3 to 5, 6, whatever it is for most guys. But he is such a freak athlete. Like I said a couple of weeks ago, he didn't touch a ball for 5 straight weeks. And it looked like it was just so natural to him, his first workout making shots. His dribble, his handle was, you know, intact. It's just so – with him, who knows? We like to get a couple of games in.
So will he be on a minutes restriction as you – like you'll slowly bring him back, I assume?
It all depends. You know, we haven't even got that far. We've talked about it, but we haven't put anything in, you know, in concrete yet. But I think it's fair to say we have some type of restriction, but I don't think it's going to be – I don't know yet. I mean, I'm speaking out of place right now, but I think he's – like I said, he's improving. We'll go to them when we get to that.
So, I mean, it's a situation then where he could just hit the ground running. I mean, you could play him 33 minutes or something. You know what I mean? That could happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair to say also, because the thing right now, we're trying to get him – because like I said, with his knee, there wasn't a lot of conditioning that you could do, the cardio, and then you could do as much as you want on the Ultra G, the treadmills, the bikes, whatever. It's nothing like basketball shape. So what we want to do is last week and this week is get him in great condition, basketball shape. Right. And, you know, so when he does ready to play, then, you know, the minutes could be, you know, at a good number that we're all comfortable with. But we'll make that decision, you know, down the road.
Scott Brooks joins us, brought to you by Greenberg and Betterman, personal injury specialists. Last question for you. In the tournament, Syracuse was up by 3 and consistently fouled to put their opponent on the free throw line. And I wanted to bring up kind of your strategy philosophy there. When you guys played the Celtics are up by 3 in the waning seconds. Otto takes the ball to the basket, kicks it out to Jody Meeks, who hits a game-tying 3. They chose not to foul. What is your philosophy in those situations?
Well, we had the same situation a few weeks ago back at home against the Celtics. It was going to be the next possession I was going to foul. There's a couple of different things in college. You can, in the pros, you can advance, and in college, you can't. So that takes a lot of that puts a lot into the equation. And then another thing, Kyrie Irving, the possession before that went coast to coast. And scored a layup. So then you have to put pressure on your free throws too. But I like the foul, you know, under 8, above 4, because if it's under 4, it's going to be a catch and shoot. And these players, NBA players, are so good at catching and shooting. And the referees, that's a tough call for them to make, because you foul him before he's in shooting motion. And a lot of times it's 3 free throws. So you got to really be careful. But if they're coming up the court, I think it's fouling college. I think it's very wise to foul.
Right. All right, Coach.
Thanks for the time,
buddy. Good luck against San Antonio. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, you guys.
Yep. Thanks, Coach.
Take care.
Coach Scott Brooks from the Washington Wizards. Right now they are in the fifth slot in the Eastern Conference, but it's really, really, really tight between 3 through 6. All right, coming up next, Ryan Zimmerman from the Washington Nationals as we broadcast live from Nat Spring Training in Florida.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from National Spring Training, live on NBC Sports Washington and 106.7 The Fan. And joining us right now is our pal Ryan Zimmerman. Last saw him at the OAR concert.
That's right.
That was a good time. That was a fun night.
Great time. Thank you for supporting that, as always.
Yeah, it was a real good time. I enjoyed myself that night.
Yeah, we all did.
We all did, bro.
What does it mean by you enjoyed yourself?
I had a good time.
Yeah. We all did, for sure.
I'm too old to be doing stuff like that. I can't be doing that.
You got to plan ahead. You got to clear your schedule for the next two or three days after.
I was struggling the next day.
But Ryan, you know, we've gotten a kick out of what you've been doing in spring training. You can explain to our audience kind of your take on it. Look, you're a grizzled veteran, you're an icon of the franchise. You went to Davey and said what?
Well, I think it was kind of Davey sort of, it was mutual. I didn't just go in there and say, hey, listen, this is what's going to happen. But, you know, there's so many opportunities to get at bats on the backfields against whether it's our minor league teams or the other minor league teams. And, you know, our season's so long. We play 160 some games, and then if you're lucky enough to make the playoffs, you can get up to the 180s. And so kind of the thought process was there's no reason to play 20 more games down here. You can all honestly get almost more work in back there doing what you need to do and control the situation. And so we decided to do it that way.
Yeah, because Ryan was saying not only can you – you know, the rules are basically you do whatever you want, basically, these minor league games. Not only could he lead
you
off –
You can hit every inning.
Yeah, he could hit every inning. He said he could wait till guys get on base, and then he could jump in situationally, you know, just kind of figure it out.
Yeah, and, it, you know, obviously it's not the same as a big league game, but if you go back there and take it seriously and – you know, those guys, you know, you're facing Triple A guys, some guys that you've seen in the big leagues before, so it's not like you're facing...
It's not like a huge drop-off.
Well, you're not facing an 18-year-old kid that was in high school last year. These are still legit professional baseball players. So we just thought it was a good way to kind of control the situation, get a ton of at-bats. I've probably got, I'm in the 40s, almost 50 at-bats, I think. Mm-hmm. So honestly, maybe more than I would have...
How many quabs? We just learned that term.
Oh, yeah, the quabs.
Oh, he's rolling his eyes.
I like it. I like it. We used to do that at UVA, our hitting coach there, Kevin McMullen. He would, you know, you'd keep track of it. And, you know, you could go 1-for-4 in the game, but it'd be 3-for-4 with your quality at bats.
You feel good about yourself.
Well, yeah, and if you have enough of those, you're going to do something good. And that's kind of the goal.
Would you ever dispute?
In college, yeah, we had a bunch of them.
Did you really? Yeah. Like, oh, you'd say, come on, that was quality at bat.
Is a hard hit ground ball to the shortstop a quality at bat? Is that a quab?
It's not in the air, man. It's not in,
so
you gotta hit in the
air. So it's got to be a line drive?
Just kidding.
Well, that's a Daniel Murphy thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, the hard hit ground balls, one hopper maybe?
All right.
Ground ball? No.
Right. But you know what? I think that psychologically, I think I would like that. I mean, you guys are used to it. This is what you do. You've done it your whole life. But, you know. It's a grind. You know, 1-for-4 every night or whatever. Like a wear on you. But if you say, hey, you know what, 3 out of my 4 bats were really quality, I think that would be a kind of a good way to look at it.
Well, I mean, baseball's hard.
You know,
you don't get – you know, unfortunately, you don't get the results that you need sometimes, even if you do everything correctly. So, at the end of the day, you don't – you know, wins, if you go 0-for-4, but you have 3 quality bats, at some point you got to kind of
you got to get the real hits.
But it's a good way to just kind of track your at bats and see actually how you're doing as far as quality at bats.
Now, what now, I
you,
would say,
you
can
played
I ask?
With, hold up, just since you mentioned college and keeping it, you played with Sean, right?
Yeah.
In college, how many years did you guys overlap?
Only one. So he was a freshman my last year. So when we played together last year, and honestly, because he was with Oakland and on the West Coast, it's probably the first time I saw him in 12 years.
That's crazy.
So it was really cool to kind of talk with him again, and then obviously now being here all of last year and all
good
spring.
Good dude.
Oh, he's one of the best.
I meant to ask him, we just ran out of time, he's got to be so happy he's not playing in that dump out in Oakland. I mean, what a freaking dump that is. Plus, he's actually winning games.
Yeah, yeah. I think he probably would have deferred and gone that way.
I know. I didn't want to put him on the spot. Yeah.
I want to ask you this though. Just one more question about your preparation, because I think it sounds great and it looks awesome. But I would just do whatever you did last year. You know what I mean? Because you got such a great start, and that just set the tone for the entire season.
Well, I think I've gone spring trainings where I've gotten 60 at bats and hit 400, and I've gone spring trainings where I've hit 200, and at the end of the day, you realize that it doesn't matter down here. Once you've been around for a while, I mean, when opening day comes, as long as you're healthy,
that's the most important thing.
Opening day is opening day. I mean, you could have all the confidence, but once the real season starts, it is what it is.
You told us a couple years ago, I think it was you that told us, or Kyle, that you and Jason used to, like, the first couple of weeks, just take pitches. Just go
down
up there
here,
and just
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
Did you do that this year, or is that just something you did in years past?
I've done it in years past. He did it more than me. He would literally go up there and
just
say,
track.
I'm not swinging. And he was like, try it one time. And I'd go up there, and then, two pitches into the at-bat, you're like, I can't do this. But yeah, he –
what was the idea behind that?
Because, early in spring – it's almost better to see pitch. You can go up there, and especially early in spring, a lot of the pitchers are just throwing first pitch fastballs to get ahead. And I can hit a fastball. I know I can hit a fastball right down the middle. So you can either go up there and swing first pitch and either get a hit or a ground ball. And
right, it's kind of
so what did you accomplish? You've seen no off speed pitches. You've seen nothing but a fastball, which you obviously understand that you can hit. So you almost have to work it a little bit to start seeing off speed pitches and. But that's the beginning. As you progress, obviously the pitchers progress as well, and it gets a little bit more realistic.
Gotcha.
Is it weird for you doing spring training without Jason Wirth? Just such a big part of this club for so many years.
Yeah, it definitely is. Definitely is weird. A big part of the club, bigger part of the clubhouse too. But unfortunately, I mean, that's what kind of what happens.
Right.
People come and go, and yep. But his. 7 years here, I think, was, he helped change a lot of things that kind of made us who we are now. And I know we'll never forget him. I hope the fans and the people realize how much he did for all of us.
Do you think he'll get signed at some point this year?
I hope so.
That's weird, man.
Tough market out there, man.
It is.
What is your take on that?
There's got to be an American League team that could use him for DH, and he could play the outfield every few days.
Yeah, I mean, if you're over 33, 34 years old, there's not many opportunities out there.
But he can still hit.
Yeah, a lot of big league guys are out there that can still hit and play that should have jobs that are sitting at home.
Right. Yeah, Rafael Palmeiro was trying to get back in.
Now, Rafi's like 55 or something. Oh, he looked pretty good at what I saw. He was hitting it on the screen.
Ryan,
he's in the cage.
What's your opinion of the guys, the older guys, not having jobs right now?
I don't know if we have enough time to talk about that, but there's a lot of factors that go into it, I think. The game is obviously gearing towards younger players. The teams, the GMs, they're getting smarter with the analytics and realizing that, people are declining from age, 33 on when, your prime used to kind of stretch into that 28
right.
to 33. So it's a lot of things. I think there's blame on both sides, but I think at the end of the day, everyone deserves to see the best players in the world on the field. It's an entertainment business, whether you like it or not. So the best players should be on the field, and unfortunately, I think there's a handful or more teams where, when they go to the park, they're not going to see the best players that could be on the field, and that's unfortunate. But it's easy for me to sit here and say that. I don't have a solution for you, but I think at the end of the day, the best people should be on the field. That's my argument.
Yeah.
What's been your vibe so far in spring training? The difference with Dave versus Dusty or Matt or any of those guys? For you, is it just the same spring training, or do you notice a difference?
Yeah, I mean, every manager's different. Every manager has their own things. I think Davey does a really good job of letting everyone kind of be themselves, and in exchange for that, for the freedoms that he gives us, he just asks for us to, you know, play hard on the field and show up every day and be professional. I think it's a pretty even trade. You know, we're all grown-ups here, and he expects a lot out of us, but also gives us some freedoms that maybe we haven't had in the past. So I think all of us respect that, and I think it's a genius way to get, you know.
Dusty was loose, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, all managers are loose, and all managers can come across ways. I'm not saying that Dusty or anyone else didn't, but this is, you know, the most I've ever seen of letting guys just – prepare the way they, you know, trusting us.
More laissez-faire.
Yeah, I mean, just trusting us. You know, we've been. It's easy to do it with the team we have as well. I mean, we have a veteran group of guys that have performed at this level for a long time, and each of us know exactly what we need to do. So that makes it easier.
I always hear, you know, we're in NCAA tournament time, and you hear coaches and players talk about remembering losses. What's it like dealing with the playoff disappointments? Does it haunt you, or do you just let it go? Like.
No, I mean, I think, you know.
You can't let it go.
No, I mean, you want to win, obviously, yeah. But I also remember the times when we would lose 90 games a year.
Right.
I'm pretty happy to be in the situation I'm in right now. I think a lot of fans forget that pretty quickly as well.
Yeah.
It's hard to win in the playoffs. You know, a lot of things have to go right.
Such a small sample
You know, and it's, you know, all the teams that get in are obviously good teams. So then it's just the team that kind of gets hot at the right time. You know, do all of us want to win the World Series? Of course. But to be honest with you, I can look back last year and I don't know if any of us would have changed anything that we did to get ready for that series, to do anything. It just didn't work out. But you try and learn from it. Take the positives as well as the negatives and kind of move on.
Do you guys talk amongst yourselves that – or, like, is it, like, in the off season or whisper, like, you know, this is this group – like, every year it changes. But this particular group, this really could be it for this group.
Just based on contracts.
Right. And you guys all know the situation, sort of. Like, do you feel a little extra pressure? Like, this is the year to make it. This is the year to do it.
Yeah, but, I hear everyone talks about the window and all that stuff. I mean, I playing down there and seeing a bunch of the kids that we got – I don't know what window they're talking about. we got some good kids that are ready to come up.
Tell
and,
us about
and take the place. You know, whoever there's a. I mean, obviously everyone's seen Victor and Robles came up a little bit last year.
What makes him special though? Like for a fan, I mean, like.
Well, I mean.
What jumps out at you? Like when you see somebody that quick. A lot of people say that when you see him, he's going to jump out.
Well, you can just tell a difference. You know, like when you go and watch him, and you watch your kids play. You go to a field, and you know. I don't want to sit there and judge 12 and 13 year olds, but when you go watch basketball or what, you know, there's always a kid that
jumps out.
It's just the eye test, I guess you can say. And there's another kid down there, Soto, that's another outfielder. I think he's 19 or 20. I was looking at we had a meeting with the Alumni Association the other day, and they pass out the list of everyone, you know, you sign up to donate and all that. And I think his birthday was in 98, which made me feel a little bit old. Pretty soon we're going to have some.
We're all born in 1970.
We're almost 30.
Pretty soon.
You're okay. You're all right.
Pretty soon we're going to have some kids with 2000 right there. Yeah. But, you know, they're so young. But you can see the talent. And
were you one of those guys?
What? Those guys?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean? What is your question?
I'm saying Ryan Zimmerman was a Victor Robles.
I mean,
of course.
I was a late – I mean, I was at September birthday. So I was – and I went up a year instead of back a year. So when I went to college, I was 17.
Right.
So physically, I was a little bit immature compared to the guys I played with. So it was always a struggle for me at a young age because I was playing with – guys that were physically ahead of me.
They seemed to be men.
Mentally, yeah. And finally, once that caught up in college, I think it all came together.
Yeah. By the way, my daughters are still begging to babysit your kids.
Be careful what you wish for, man.
How old are they? How old are they now?
4 and 1.5.
Oh,
Mackenzie will be 5 in November, and Hayden will be 2 in June. So we're knee deep in it, man. So we'll take a night off anytime they want to come over. My wife will definitely take a night off.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Do they your oldest kind of know what daddy does now and get a little sense of it?
Yeah, she's starting to understand what I do when I come here. She's still under the impression that everyone's dad plays baseball, which is kind of cool. The tough thing last year was the first year that when I would leave for a road trip, it kind of she was kind of upset. So that was brutal. hard for me. You know, when you leave before, they're like, oh, I'll see you. They have no concept of time.
Right.
And now, you know, she's like, oh, you're leaving for, you know, it kind of bangs you up a little bit. But it's cool to see them grow. It's, you know, awesome life for them. I mean, they're down here now and, you know, it's something as a kid that, you know, hopefully they'll never forget.
Now, I see Bryce on, like, Instagram, like, the fishing pictures and all that. And I know you play some golf, right? What is kind of, like, your spring training routine once you're out of here?
You know, with them down here, I don't play as much golf. Or, you know, it's hard to come here at 7 a.m. every morning and then go home and be like, all right, Heather, see you later. I'll see you in 5 hours.
Right.
That's not such a good look.
Right.
But, yeah, we rent a house down here, so we get one with a pool every year just so the girls can swim around. There's tons of stuff to do down here for kids. And, you know, our team has been together for so long, we try and do 3 or 4 things a year where everyone's family and kids, and we all get together and do some stuff. So it's fun. We take advantage of being down here in February and it being 80 degrees and being able to be outside where, unfortunately, up there, those guys aren't so lucky
right
now.
Not the case.
Yeah.
Not right now, no, for sure.
Hey, well, good news, only 9 days left of spring training. Season starts in March.
Yes. And here's some
it's
more
right
good
around
news.
The corner.
We're only going to get 10 inches of snow tomorrow.
I can't
wait.
But then it'll be 75 the next day and melt.
I
so
hope.
Be good.
Do you hate the early weeks when it's so cold? Is it like harder to hit and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, cold baseball is terrible.
Oh, right?
The worst.
When do you start to feel comfortable?
Well, I mean, the first 2 weeks is, you know, if you can somehow catch some good weather, I think it's a huge difference, at least for hitters.
Right.
Pitchers say they don't mind it that much. But for me, playing in bitter cold weather for baseball doesn't get much worse than that.
And you guys got to open up in Cincinnati. It's probably going to be frigid in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I never understood that either. There's plenty of teams with domes and San
Diego.
Open some of those.
Do you do that? You look at the schedule and see what you got coming up the first couple
of
weeks?
Yeah, I mean, on the East Coast, it seems like we're always – kind of close in the division most of the time in April, so you kind of hope for Miami and Atlanta. Hopefully, shouldn't be too bad, but Philly and New York at that time of year can be pretty brutal.
You're 10 day for Cincy. You're looking at let's see, showers high 59.
That's not a work.
I would sign up for that right
now.
59 is
cakes. Cakes. Tell Ryan how many wins we need.
92.
92.
91 and a half, but so 92.
Like, we need 92.
Recreational purposes, we need 92.
91
wins.
And a half will be hard to get you.
It'll be tough. 92. 92 or
92.
Higher.
92.
It's perfect.
I feel pretty comfortable with that, 92.
Yeah. I think
stay healthy, 92.
If 94. If our guys stay healthy, you know, I think a lot of people forgot how many injuries we had last year. It kind of shows the depth of our team. They do a really good job with our bench. And, you know, you got to have – it's not 25 guys. It's more like 35 guys, depending on the guys that come up and down, and obviously the 5 guys on the bench here. But, you know, last year we missed a lot of time from a lot of people and still won 97, I guess it was.
Yeah.
So,
Very nice.
Hopefully this year we'll have that same sort of success with a little bit less injuries, and I think we have another really good team. That's all you can ask for. We have a chance.
Do you have a sense when Murph will – be back, ready to rock? I mean, what is your guess? Are you guys whispering amongst yourselves?
I don't know the guess. I think, you know, I think the smart thing is, you know, what we've learned and what this training staff does so well is, you know, an extra week on the front end could save you a ton on the back end. And, you know, you rush him back and he's not right or he starts to play and, you know, and then hurts something else because that's not right. So, you know, you got to make sure you're right. And it's a long season and, you know, Murph is obviously a huge part of this team. He's one of the best hitters, if not the best hitter in the league over the last 2 or 3 years. So I'm sure he'll be right. I don't think he's too far, but I'm not here to. That's above my pay grade to set timetables for Murph's return.
I want to ask about Kevin Long. 10 seconds about Kevin Long. Everyone's jocking this guy like this is incredible, and I'm buying in. I'm reading all the articles. I'm like, this guy's unbelievable. Is he the real deal?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think a hitting coach in the big leagues obviously has to know hitting, but just be positive, have a lot of energy, and the days when I feel like I can't get a hit, somehow tell me I can get a hit.
That's it. That's all you need.
There's plenty of those days, and right. His energy, his enthusiasm, it's infectious. So it's been fun to work with him so far, and I'm looking forward to having a whole year with him.
It's Ryan Zimmerman,
all right, bro.
Nationals first baseman. Thanks as always for joining us. We'll be back with more right here on the Junkies. Welcome back, Junkies. Coming to you live from National Spring Training down in Florida. Just talked to Ryan Zimmerman from the Nationals. Had the manager, Davey Martinez, and Sean Doolittle.
All
the closer
three
earlier.
Guys, great dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, we've known Ryan for quite a while now.
Yep.
And he's just a cool, down-to-earth dude.
He's awesome. Who have we met through the years
that
we haven't liked with the organization?
No, the Nats do a good job of finding us the Worth good guys.
Worth was prickly, but we never had him on the show.
No,
right.
But I actually think Ryan's gotten a lot better over the years.
Much more comfortable, yes. I think, with us. Much more comfortable with us. He's just a good dude. I really, really like him. Just a sincere, good guy.
Yeah.
But
by the way, my chair just keeps sinking right into the grass.
Well, that's what happens when you put weight on it. Of course, it's gonna go into the soil.
Legitimately gonna bill someone if my computer doesn't work when I go back to the hotel.
So
I'm
it's
gonna
still
bill
not working.
Someone.
It's still not working.
It's the dew. I've never seen such a thing here. We constantly have to wipe the table down.
Happy dew year.
See, it's a dew
you
situation.
Had a money HP, you wouldn't have that problem.
Well, you were having it. Now it's silly again?
It's good. It's working.
It's Jason, so
Jason has a dilemma.
There's an inside heating device in my pad.
Jason has a dilemma. He's actually worried about the viewers on NBC Sports Washington.
Well, he's worried that he's going to get joned on.
A lot of them are noticing.
I know we're getting joned
on. We don't have the –
We need a table skirt.
We don't have, I don't know, the most luxurious setup here.
We're on picnic tables.
I'm blaming Drabby. It's his fault. Why do we have no skirt?
They're fold-up tables.
CK. Oh, you're throwing CK under the bus.
No, he told me. I had nothing to do with it.
There's nothing in front of the tables that says 106.7 The Fan.
Right.
They're joining on Cakes and Cankles.
Instead you see
our letter. My cankles are on full display.
You're like a 50-year-old woman.
They're making fun of my shaky leg.
Right.
This is what I do.
But Jason is worried because, look, he wears the same stuff to work day after day. There's a couple of different variations, but you have
I have a rotation of about five sweatpants.
Right, and a couple.
I got a lot of pullovers, though.
Right.
I got about 30 pullovers.
And so on the trip, I guess he only brought his GW sweatpants.
Yeah, this is all I brought, just these.
And so he's probably – by the way, black and blue don't match at all. He does that all the time.
I didn't think it was going to matter.
Right. But he's going to wear that again tomorrow, right?
Well, I'm not going to wear these pants.
Because you're going to get Joe.
I'm going to wear
but that was your original plan.
I'm going to wear
a skirt. You probably
I was going to wear these.
Yeah.
I'm
Who
wear
cares?
I'm going to wear shorts.
I'm wearing the same jeans 3 days in a row. That's how I packed. Sorry, Joan.
It's
I don't
fine.
Care. I'm wearing the
it's
same
not
jeans.
Not a problem. Who cares?
I'm not like Drabby going over to Lucky and buying new gear every day.
What are you, the new AWOD all of a sudden? Just buying new clothes left and right?
First off, unlike AWOD, I have a couple dollars to spend on.
Big time.
No, I don't go into debt like he did.
Right.
No, I got sized. I was bored last night. Dinner was at 6 o'clock. Everyone went to bed at 8. I went to my room for 3 minutes. I was bored. So I walked across the street and found a Lucky.
How were you bored? Did you have your computer?
Yeah, but I saved that for later.
Listen, stop buying Lucky brand jeans. Though they are nice, I get
right,
it.
Okay.
We need to follow up on what you talked about. We need to find what are the gas stations down here, like Fast Track, they're all NASCAR themed, whatever.
Yeah.
And we need to go in and buy Powerball tickets.
Isn't it
they always hit in
billion?
Florida.
Isn't it absurd?
I don't know what the current jackpot
is. The Powerball I thought was already
or Mega Millions.
Oh, Mega Millions. Powerball
Mega
was million. One.
Mega Millions.
Mega Millions is tonight. It's about 400 million.
Okay, so
all right,
as soon as
we're
done.
We're definitely buying them.
We're definitely buying some.
Ricky.
Okay.
Well, we need to get out of Palm Beach because there's no silly winners come from West Palm Beach.
Oh, really?
We need to go to Riviera Beach.
Oh, we need to go to our nub spot. You're right. You're right.
Where was the Powerball? Was that Pennsylvania?
Yes.
One person?
One.
Do you understand? I don't even know what to think.
Look,
Cakes,
you're going
to
get your string. You're going to get your string.
I have
right
a
now.
String,
oh,
Rick.
I didn't get
I'm
string.
Already good.
All right. Thank
you're
you.
You're stringless.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank
appreciate
thank
it.
You.
I don't even know where my pass went.
I like how Jason dropped the sweetheart.
Oh, yo.
What
does.
Am I supposed to say?
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
I did say thank you.
And sweetheart. I'm surprised you didn't kiss her. Well, thank God for me, too.
Wouldn't be a bad thing.
I just want to know, are we going to the woods?
You always have something to say.
Well, no, just responding to you. Are we going to the woods today for a happy hour?
I'm not.
Jason, you're not going to go? Why would you go?
You don't want to go hang out with Tiger?
Not really.
Go hang out with Tiger.
100% chance he'll be there. What else
so
is he going to do?
So I can look at him from 10 feet
away? He's going to go practice and hit balls, and then he's going to go right to his restaurant.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to go, and the food's on you.
I can't even see my computer.
Yeah.
The food's on me.
Yeah. I'm the only one staying for the game.
Yeah, I'm going home to take a nap.
Drabby?
I don't even think Ryan Zimmerman or Sean Doolittle or even David Martinez are going to stay for the game.
I know.
Davey will.
What time? Is the game
They're
actually
so casual
one?
About spring 1 training?
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, yeah.
Could the vets be more casual about spring training?
No.
They're
no.
so ready for it to be done.
I saw one unnamed superstar walking through the hallway just now saying, I hate baseball. I swear to God.
No way.
Does his first name rhyme with rice?
I'm not saying.
Yes.
Oh, that
I'm
is,
not saying.
That is awesome.
I mean, it's spring training. I think guys just are ready to go.
They are.
You know what I mean? I don't even know. By the way, I don't know how to use this. I officially don't know how to use it. I've been sitting here fidgeting for 3 minutes.
Let me see this.
I don't know how to use it.
Do they really want to go back to D.C. where it's going to be 10 inches?
I just think
they're just chilling in 80-degree weather.
No, but like the vets, you can tell. They have to be around the park for hours, but there's not that much for them to do.
Right.
Man, so that was difficult.
All right, thank you.
You hooked me up.
Good job you did.
I don't know. I don't know if you heard this, but – school shooting in St. Mary's County.
What? Had not heard that.
Is it real or is it, like, what's going on?
I'm just reading it now. All right, I got to read this.
Where's St. Mary's County? Look, Cakes, you're the worst.
Great Mills High School.
All right. What's the latest?
It says there's been a shooting in Great Mills High School, St. Mary's County, today. It's on lockdown. It doesn't say anything about casualties.
All right. Well,
multiple injuries have been reported.
If you have details, maybe you can call us. We get an update. Obviously, pray for the best. Hopefully, nothing horrible. That doesn't sound good.
Can we replay the last hour of the show?
Can we pull an Opie and Anthony?
Those are
why
so
not?
Amazing.
Come on, CK. Let's pull an Opie and Anthony and get out here.
Aren't we done?
Yeah, I think we're done. We did all our interviews,
right?
That was
great. We had Scott Brooks on. We had Davey Martinez, Sean Doolittle.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Tomorrow,
I think we're scheduled. I mean, hopefully, we're going to have Max on. And I know we had Max on the phone at one point, you know, before Grant and Danny started doing them every week, but we haven't really met him in person, so that'll be good for us.
I think we're gonna have Scherzer. I think we're gonna have Kinsler.
Right.
Not sure who else.
Right, but yeah,
Rizzo.
Rizzo.
Oh yeah,
Rizzo.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike Rizzo.
I'm surprised we haven't seen Mike. I wish we could take the cameras on it. That's what Jenkins should do. You guys should do like a behind the scenes bit here.
What are
like,
you, a producer all of a sudden for Jenkins?
I mean,
what's going on here?
I know. His heart's already in
Vegas.
He's
like, I'm in Vegas.
I know. But
I mean, he's telling me about like a Switch blackjack.
I told him not to play that.
100 different games that I've never heard of. He's such a degenerate.
Jenkins, can you count cards? You know how to count cards? That's the deal.
Yeah, that's what you have to learn.
Yeah.
That's the move.
Don't play the blackjack Switch, I'm telling you. I mean, you can win money, but it's a scam. It's a scam game. That's for the house to win.
Cakes is
They're all for the house to win.
Cakes. Yeah, but there's a better percentage for the house in the dumb blackjack Switch game.
Cakes is getting grilled about his cankles. Jason's worried about his sweatpants. Yeah. Somebody says, EB Junkies is officially old with those solid white sneakers.
Whatever.
Are those old man sneakers?
No, these are silly Under Armours that people joan because they're white, but they're awesome.
Why are people just joaning left and right today?
These shoes have Bluetooth in them.
And by
these
the way, by the way, hello, he is old.
They have Bluetooth.
Yeah, I'm 50. I think I could get senior specials somewhere when I'm 50. I mean, I'm 48, but
are there a pair of shoes that you actually tie?
He does have the world's loosest laces.
Yeah, it's because I like slip on. I don't like to tie. Who likes to tie their shoes?
By the way, Pedro says it's bad at Great Mills.
It is?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's bad?
Yeah, but I want some details.
I don't know. I mean, it's the school shooting. It's going to be bad.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well,
that's going to be the biggest story in D.C.
Yeah, I don't want to comment on it until I know more about it. And what is the latest on the weather?
Yeah, what is I think our flight's going to be canceled tomorrow.
Hey, can we stay here an extra day? I'll stay an extra day.
Do we have a plan B if that happens?
They're saying 10 inches.
We'd like to cut the show an hour short. But stay an extra day.
Yes. And no work tomorrow.
On that note, we'll be back with more here at the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.